TC Squared, the age-old nickname for Tau Ceti Center, is certainly the most crowded world in the web. Besides its population of 5 billion people scrabbling for room on less than half the land area of Old Earth, it has an orbital ring ecology that is home for half a billion more. In addition to being the capital of the hegemony and home of the Senate, TC Squared is the business nexus for web trade. Naturally, the portal number Johnny had found brought us to a 600 portal terminex in one of the biggest spires in New London, one of the oldest and largest city sections. "Hell," I said, "let's get a drink." There was a choice of bars near the terminex, and I picked one that was relatively quiet, a simulated ship's tavern, dark, cool, with plenty of fake wood and brass. I ordered a beer. I never drink the hard stuff or use flashback when on a case. Sometimes I think that need for self-discipline is what keeps me in the business. Johnny also ordered a beer, a dark German brew bottled on Renaissance Vector. I found myself wondering what vices a cybrid might have. I said, "What else did you find out before coming to see me?" The young man opened his hands. "Nothing." "Shit," I said reverently. "This is a joke. With all the powers of an AI at your disposal, you can't trace your cybrid's whereabouts and actions for a few days prior to your accident?"
"No."
Johnny sipped his beer.
"Rather, I could, but there are important reasons why I do not want my fellow AIs to find me investigating."
"You suspect one of them?" Instead of answering, Johnny handed me a flimsy of his universal card purchases. "The blackout caused by my murder left 5 standard days unaccounted for. Here are the card charges for that time."
"I thought you said you were only disconnected for a minute."
Johnny scratched his cheek with one finger.
"I was lucky to lose only 5 days' worth of data," he said.
I waved over the human waiter and ordered another beer.
"Look," I said, "Johnny, whoever you are, I'll never be able to get an angle on this case unless I know more about you and your situation.
Why would someone want to kill you if they know you'll be reconstituted, or whatever the hell it is?"
"I see 2 possible motives," said Johnny over his beer.
I nodded. "One would be to create just the memory loss they succeeded in getting," I said. "That would suggest that whatever it was they wanted you to forget, it had occurred or come to your attention in the past week or so.
What's the second motive?"
"To send me a message," said Johnny. "I just don't know what it is or from who."
"Do you know who would want to kill you?"
"No."
"No guesses at all?"
"None." "Most murders," I said, "are acts of sudden, mindless rage committed by someone the victim knows well, family, a friend, or lover. A majority of the premeditated ones are usually carried out by someone close to the victim."
Johnny said nothing. There was something about his face that I found incredibly attractive, a sort of masculine strength combined with a feminine sense of awareness. Perhaps it was the eyes.
"Do AIs have families?" I asked. "Feuds? Squabbles? Lover spats?"
"No." He smiled slightly. "There are quasi-family arrangements, but they share none of the requirements of emotion or responsibility that human families exhibit. AI families are primarily convenient code groups for showing where certain processing trends originated."
"So you don't think another AI attacked you?"
"It's possible."
Johnny rotated his glass in his hands.
I just do not see why they would attack me through my cybrid.
Easier access?
Perhaps, but it complicates things for the assailant. An attack in datum plane would have been infinitely more lethal. Also, I do fail to see any motive for another AI. It makes no sense. I'm a threat to no one.
Why do you have a cyber, Johnny? Maybe if I understand your role in things, I could get at a motive.
He picked up a pretzel and played with it. I have a cybrid. In some ways, I am a cybrid because my function is to observe and react to human beings. In a sense, I was human once myself. I frowned and shook my head. So far, nothing he'd said had made sense.
You've heard of personality retrieval projects? He asked.
No.
A standard year ago, when the Force Sims recreated the personality of General Horace Glennon Height to see what made him such a brilliant general, it was in all the news.
Yeah?
Well, I am, or was, an earlier and much more complicated retrieval project. My core persona was based on a pre-Hegira Old Earth poet. Ancient. Born late 18th century, old calendar.
How the hell can they reconstruct a personality that lost in time?
Writings, said Johnny. His letters, diaries, critical biographies, testimony of friends, but mostly through his verse. The sim recreates the environment, plugs in the known factors, and works backward from the creative products. Voila, a persona core. Crude at first, but by the time I came into being, relatively refined. Our first attempt was a 20th century poet named Ezra Pound. Our persona was opinionated to the point of absurdity, prejudiced beyond rationality, and functionally insane. It took a year of tinkering before we discovered that the persona was accurate. It was the man who had been nuts. A genius, but nuts.
And then what? I said.
They build your personality around a dead poet.
Then what?
This becomes the template upon which the AI is grown, said Johnny. The cybrid allows me to carry out my role in the datum plane community.
As poet?
Johnny smiled again. More as poem, he said.
A poem?
An ongoing work of art, but not in the human sense. A puzzle, perhaps. A variable enigma which occasionally offers unusual insights into more serious lines of analysis.
I don't get it, I said.
It probably does not matter. I very much doubt if my purpose was the cause of the assault.
What do you think was the cause?
I have no idea.
I felt us closing a circle.
All right, I said. I'll try to find out what you were doing and who you were with during these lost 5 days. Is there anything besides the credit flimsy that you can think of to help?
Johnny shook his head.
You know, of course, why it is important for me to know the identity and motive of my assailant?
Sure, I said. They might try it again.
Precisely.
How can I get hold of you if I need to?
Johnny passed me an access chip.
A secure line? I said.
Very.